Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be September 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. This is KC2YXN. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile who would like to join us this evening. Please call now. I am now listening for stations that are on Echolink who would like to check in. Any Echolink stations who would like to join us, please call now. I will pause for 15 seconds.
WB2RUQ.
Moni out to New York.
All right, that recognizes John and Kevin. So we'll go to the top of the list. How are things with you, John, on this beautiful day?
Yeah, WB2RUQ here, Jeanette. Great. It's a gorgeous day here in the valley named after the late Henry Hudson, and 65 degrees, so pleasant evening, and hopefully we'll have some rain tomorrow night, they're calling for, so with any luck, we could use some. Other than that, things are very good here. Back to you, Jeanette, WB2RUQ.
Alrighty, John. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. Great to hear you on. Up next, we have Kevin. And how is Oneonta this evening? Okay, Kevin James. I know we've been having a little sticky echo link problem, but are you still there? We're going to move on now. KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U. All right. Net recognizes Jeff and John. Any other stations? Okay, Jeff, you're at the top of the list, and I'm trying to guess if you're in camp or not. I bet you're in camp.
Oh, yes, most definitely. We've had a good day up here at camp, and we finally ripped off the old temporary stairs that we put up here on the camp 4 years ago when we built it. And, we built it out of the leftover tar and groove that we made the platform out of for the yurt. And it served well as a good set of steps, I should say, to the front door. And we beat the heck out of them with putting in new furniture and new stoves and new this and that, and it was probably good we didn't put on a brand new set of stairs when we first started. But I had a friend of mine come up, and good friend of mine, and he owed me a couple favors, so I said, why don't you come up and give me a hand, and we'll put a real porch on this thing, and, well, real set of stairs and a little porch, let's put it that way. So we got a little 4x4 little landing there before you actually walk into the camp, and it came out really nice, and I'm really happy with it. So we spent part of the day doing that, and walking around camp here, getting ready. Bear hunting starts tomorrow. So the early bear season fires up here first thing in, you can't really say midnight. First thing at sunup, I guess, is the proper way to say it. And that goes on here for a couple weeks, and then on into muzzle hunting season. So hunting season has started, and another season that starts here, well, middle of the week, is grouse season. Looking forward to that. There's a lot of grouse up in here. We've had some luck with them, and that's a fun animal to hunt. Not only is it rewarding because the meat tastes so good, but they fly out at any second. It's exciting hunting. So looking forward to doing some of that here. Once some of the leaves fall off the trees a little bit, anyway, if it gets too thick, they have way too much of an advantage. Anyway. So we're having a good time here. We're getting everything, we're still kind of getting unpacked because as soon as we got up here, we started working on a couple projects. But I'm the only one up here tonight because the kids got games tomorrow. And we've pretty much got everything settled up here. We're getting ready to head off to bed here in a little bit. And, get up early, get out there and see what the bears are doing. So KD2EIT, back to net control.
Well, that sounds great, Jeff. Well, good luck to your kids on their various athletic endeavors, and maybe hope they win, or at least have a good time in the game, you know. But good. Well, last night we went down to 32.6, and I'm a little apprehensive tonight. We've got 51 degrees now, so maybe we'll be okay, but I'm a little worried. But, anyway, I'm moving onward here. Next up is WA2U.
WA2U, well, good evening to you, Jeff. Good evening to John and the multitude of listeners that are out there. Yep, 51 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Boy, we had a great day. We had a nice day today. We had a great day yesterday. Had some company in the morning, late morning, and visited with them, some amateur radio operators, and we all walked into camp, and we came back, and we had part two, got the fire going around 4:30 yesterday afternoon, and it's still going. So we had some good-sized chunks of wood in there, so we had a hearty party. And the group that was here last night, we all sat around the campfire. It's kind of funny, had a roaring fire, but it keeps inching closer and closer. You start out far away, and then you get closer and closer to it. So we wound up things in the wee hours of the morning. I think there were people on their way to work when we called it a day or something of that nature, pretty close to it. But it was pretty nippy out there, as Kathy mentioned, 32.6 degrees, so. Boy, oh boy, that's really, really close, but I guess we've got to expect it this time of the year. Some of our friends are taking their boats out of the lake tomorrow. They're going to go out and try to find the ladder that one of them lost out there, and I guess there's only about 3 feet of water where they lost it now, but it was, last time we were out there, was about 15 foot of water, and you can't really see to the bottom, that depth of water. So hopefully they find that. And on the grouse hunting, I know, to me, hunting is sort of like woodworking or projects around the house. Every time you take on a different aspect, it's another excuse to buy some either firearm or piece of equipment that you need. So, I don't know, I could picture you justifying, maybe already have one, a 28-gauge shotgun, but maybe use something different. And it's funny, you know, the smaller the caliber, the smaller the size of the gun, the more expensive it gets. Go to figure with his handguns or, like I said, 28-gauge shotgun versus 10-gauge or 12-gauge. So, but anytime there's a chance for new optics, new equipment, that's good. It's going to be interesting, though, with the weather that we had, to see what the bear and the deer and how things change out in comparison to other years. So, anyway, WATU, back to net.
KD2AIT, comment.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I just want to say we have 54 up here at camp, and our low last night up here at camp, according to the little meter I leave up here, was 40 degrees. So you guys are a little bit cooler up there in Hinkley Lake, and we hunt the grass up here with a 20-gauge. And fortunately, I got one of the cheap ones because I don't spend a lot of money on shotguns. I save that for the rifles. But anyway, the cheap ones work just fine. We hit a grouse flying, you wouldn't believe it. It's maybe 7,500 feet away, and hit it without even blinking an eye. So anyway, KD2AIT, back to net control.
What do you like to do with a comment?
Go ahead.
I wholeheartedly agree, Jeff. I kind of mentioned there is a gun show tomorrow, by the way, in Syracuse at the State Fairgrounds tomorrow and Sunday, 9 a.m. tomorrow to 5 p.m. and 9 to 3 on Sunday. There's also a cream cheese festival up in Malville, I guess. But anyways, back to the 20-gauge. Yeah, I mentioned the show because I've seen guns that are, I just can't imagine hunting, and I've seen them, I've had them in my hand, $20,000 shotgun. It just, I don't know, it absolutely makes no sense to me. So I think you got the right approach on it. So have something you can use rather than look at and worry about banging or dinging it around. So WATU, and on the hunting aspect, one of our friends that was over last evening makes his own arrows and bows. He hunts with a longbow. So there's a challenge for you. Longbow and his own arrows. And it's very, very interesting. We had quite the evening conversation about all the techniques and making that stuff. I can't imagine making your own arrows. So WATU, back to that.
Okay, John. Yep, that's how they were invented, making them. That must have been quite a thing if you use a lot of using arrows. You'd have to make a lot of them. All right. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net looking for further check-ins. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time? Hopefully you will be able to hear from Kevin James again. Please call now. Okay, since I hear none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net. But before I do that, I would like to read my chuckle for the evening. So here we go. Well, a young lad runs up to his father and says, "Dad, I just got a part in the school play. I play the husband." And the dad says, "Too bad they didn't give you a speaking part." All right, I would like to close the Black River Valley service net, and I would like to thank John, Kevin, Jeff, and John for checking in. And all those who are listening on the scanner or any other means, maybe sometime, excuse me, we'll have some listeners who could check in as well. I will now return the repeater to regular amateur use. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy whatever it is you do. Maybe we'll get some rain. That'd be awful nice. This is KC2YXN 7312. I'm clear.
WB2RUQ, KD2AIT. KD2AIT, clear. 2 KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octon currently on the 145-17. Station for Octon, come now please.
Says
KD2AIT, good evening. No traffic. KD2AIT, hi Jeff, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octon?
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in. Anyone else for Octon? Anyone else for Octon? KC2N by NBU or obviously not KC2NBU, but KC N2WVX, are you on board?
KC2HBS.
KC2HVS, is that correct?
Kilo Charlie 2. Hotel Victor Sierra. No traffic.
Okay, very good. I got you. KC2HVF. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else for that kind of, with or without traffic? That's good. Good to get a few seconds up here because anyone else for Octon? I appreciate people's support of Octon. Anyone else for Octon, with or without traffic? Final call for Octon for stations with or without traffic. And any of the stations that checked in, KC2NBU, Ray, you still here?
Affirmative, I'm still here.
Can I have a signal report here? How am I hitting this repeater here, over?
You're full quieting. You could use a little bit more gain, but you're full quieting.
What do you mean, a little more audio, Ray?
Actually, it's my radio. I've got it turned way down.
Okay. So I'm in here okay then?
Yes, you're in excellent.
Okay, that's very good. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the signal and appreciate the signal report. Good to hear you, Ray, and thanks a lot. Do appreciate it. It's always been a good repeater for me, so I think they've got whatever problems they've got fixed. Let's hope so, because we want to keep this repeater as far as part of Octon. Anyone else for Octon? I'll make this the final call for stations with or without traffic. Okay, with nothing else heard, I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it, and I'll say 7-3 to all. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear, and changing to the 146. 685 in Norwich, do another call up on the southern tier. KB2KOJ, Claire.